Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the sadaqah, through the means of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has rained down his blessings and mercies onto us, and especially the special mercy of Allah ta'ala on us at this moment is that in the whole year Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us many days and nights and opportunities and moments and times and opportunities where he gives us special reward over and above the normality, through which very easily every individual, if he desires or she desires, we can save ourselves from hellfire, we can free ourselves from hellfire, we can escape from hellfire, we can enter into paradise, we can attain paradise, we can elevate our ranks, our status, our heights in paradise. If there's a person who's immersed in sins, embroiled in sins, he can do tawbah, repent and come away from the sins, run away from the sins. So what we see is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the whole year, Allah ta'ala, normally every day we can do this, but there are special opportunities, times and moments Allah ta'ala gives a chance, because Allah ta'ala doesn't want his creation who is linked to his Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to burn in the hellfire. Now if we see that Allah ta'ala has given us beautiful months in the year and beautiful days and beautiful nights. If we see Shaban, the month before Ramadan, it's a holy month, great month of Shaban. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Shaban gave us a beautiful night, which is a unique night from the nights in the year. It is a preferential night for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this night, in Shaban, Allah ta'ala has given all of us the opportunity, his fadl, his blessings, his mercies, rewards, and different things that we can attain on that night. And alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, on top of that, Allah ta'ala, close to that month of Shaban, he gave us not one day or one night, but the whole month of Ramadan, the whole month of fasting. And days and nights, not a moment passes where a person cannot attain the riches and the wealth of the hereafter. Alhamdulillah, the people who wanted to practice, they attained those rewards in Ramadan. And the month of Ramadan was such that everything was transformed, ibadat, worship, and whatever we did or said or saw, everything looked unique and different and special. In Ramadan, fard became something else, it became multiplied by 70 times, and the nawafil, the voluntary actions, were similar in equation to a fard, to a compulsory deed. And tens of thousands, of hundreds of thousands, or millions of people at that time are getting free from Jahannam. How many people before Ramadan must have been burning, about to burn, or burning at that time in hellfire? And Allah Ta'ala freed them from hellfire. And Allah Ta'ala's mercy on top of that is Allah Ta'ala, on top of all of the blessings of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala gives us the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr, the night of power. And Allah Ta'ala announced that, O Ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this night of power, none of your actions, none of what you do, the good deeds on the night of power will go to waste. Rather, they will be greater than 1,000 months of reward. So mashallah, that month came. Even the taste now, those people who mashallah received and valued and appreciated it, they can still feel the taste of Ramadan. So we have just come free from Ramadan, you could say. And then the months of Hajj have started. So this is the favor, the blessing of Allah on the Ummah. Allah Ta'ala doesn't even leave a gap. Allah Ta'ala doesn't leave any stone unturned or excuse to give us reward. So then comes Shawwal. After Ramadan came Shawwal. In Shawwal, you know that you fasted in Ramadan, so Allah Ta'ala said, okay, now you're not fasting anymore, but I'll give you 6 fasts in Shawwal, that if you fast in these 6 days of Shawwal, then it's like you fasted the whole year. So another opportunity. And even then we're ungrateful and we say, oh, we don't have a chance, we don't get an opportunity, we don't know what to do. And on top of that, Allah Ta'ala said that another greater month has come, Dhul Hajj. And now people, they're packing their goods, their belongings, buying the tickets, the flights are being booked, and they're going direct, straight to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to his home, in front of his home. In other words, ajeeb, a unique month and a unique action and a unique environment Allah Ta'ala has created in the Hajj. So in other words, if I summarize what I'm saying is that Allah Ta'ala doesn't want to leave us without any opportunity. where we can attain rewards and get his blessings and mercies. So now these 10 days of nights of Dhul Hajj are upon us. We are sitting within that time now. What is this period? Allahu Akbar, Allah is great. Allah Ta'ala said, the rewards in these 10 days and nights I have spread across the whole world. Days and nights. The first 10 days and nights Allah Ta'ala has mentioned both. In both are the mercies and the nur and the light and rewards is unimaginable. In the day Allah said, whichever day within these 10 days, well 9 days because the 10th day you can't fast on Eid if you're not there. But a person who keeps the fast in the first 9 days, Allah Ta'ala bringing everything together and compressing it together to give us maximum reward. Allah says, if you have the strength, the ability, the capability, if you keep a fast in these first 10 days, in the first 9 days, on every day of fast, Allah says, I'll give you the reward of 1 year of fasting. 1 year of fasting. And people like us who are weak, who are immersed in the dunya and busy so-called, Allah says, okay, no problem, come to the 9th day. The day of Arafat. Allah says, at least keep this fast, the 9th of Dhul Hajj, the day of Arafat. Let's pray that Allah gives us the tawfiq, that at least we fast on the 9th of Dhul Hajj. What a beautiful system and framework Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Allah says, if you can't keep the first day, then okay, on the 9th of Dhul Hajj, what's the reward? The previous years and the next year's sins are forgiven. Subhanallah. In one day, Allah says, the previous year and the next year to come, the sins are forgiven. This is the month we're sitting in. 2-3 days have passed. We need to wake up. Where are we? What is happening around us? What is this opportunity? The days, I spoke about the fasting. Now the nights. What about the nights of these first 10 days of Dhul Hajj? In the whole of Ramadan, Allah gave one night, Laylatul Qadr, amongst the odd nights in the last 10 nights. But what about Dhul Hajj? Beautiful miracle of Dhul Hajj. The 10 nights of Dhul Hajj, every night is like Laylatul Qadr. In these first 10 days of Dhul Hajj, every night is like Laylatul Qadr. And Laylatul Qadr, one night is like 1,000 months. So multiply that by 10. Have we spent time contemplating, using this time? We are blind today. We are totally devoid of the understanding and awareness of what is happening around us. What Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Allah has given us the 10 days and nights of Dhul Hajj. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, he narrates in hadith, there are many hadith on Dhul Hajj, on this month and the first 10 days and nights. Allahu Akbar, Allah is great. He radiyallahu anhu said that in Dhul Hajj, this month of Hajj, if a person does a good deed, performs a good action, beautiful deed, a good deed, something to somebody or to himself or for the sake of Allah, or if someone's sick or if someone's in need assistance and you help them, you assist them, or you recite Quran or dhikr of Allah, any good deed to help someone, to have breaks, to mend the broken relationships, or to give sadaqah to someone, to give charity to someone, to feed someone, to look after the orphan, to give and mend the broken hearts and bring people together, all of these are good actions. Good actions. Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, especially the slave. If the slave, you free a slave, or you give sadaqah, charity, even if you take out £1 every day, in these first 10 days of Dhul Hajj, there are people around us, they need. Give them money. This is free of charge, Allah Ta'ala says, beneficial. Put 10p into the sadaqah box. Put 5p into the sadaqah box. Just any good deed. Allah has not mentioned any special deed. Open ground Allah Ta'ala has made it. Open ground Allah Ta'ala has announced any good deed you do. This hadith. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, the Sahaba Kram said, Ya Rasulullah, what's the reward for this? He, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the reward in these first 10 days and nights, if you do any good deed, smallest of all, or even a big one, if you get the tawfiq, what will happen? What will you get? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I said, I love your action so much, so beloved to me, that in the whole year, all of the amal you do, it is more beloved to me than the rest of the deeds in the rest of the year. Allah says, you can give sadaqah for the rest of the year, but in these first 10 days and nights you gave sadaqah, I love this more. So my brothers, will we do? Say inshallah. Make a program. Make a schedule. In the days, in the nights, I'm going to take this much sadaqah, I'm going to give this much charity, I'm going to help someone, I'm going to go and ask someone for forgiveness. I did wrong to somebody, I'll ask them for forgiveness. Make a program every minute, every day, every 5 minutes, 10 minutes. That's why we're here. To talk to each other, to discuss, to share, to encourage each other. Astaghfirullah. don't be displeased with what I'm saying. I'm not criticizing anyone. I'm not here to look down at anyone. I'm not here to put anyone down. We are here for each other, to assist each other, to discuss with each other. So I'm not criticizing anyone. Nor have I got this in my mind, nor do I know anybody personally here. Nor am I here for business or money or transactions. Nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed me to come here. And what I say is for my islah, for my rectification. And I hope you take a benefit from what I'm saying. And I hope I take benefit from what I'm saying. I'm not here to talk or give speeches or lectures, etc. We all are here to prepare for our hereafter. And alhamdulillah, whatever we hear here, then all of us, we need to consider and analyze, ponder and reflect that what am I lacking in my amal, in my deeds. So that's the objective of coming here for these gatherings, assembly. If I see something lacking, deficiency in my amal, my deeds, then I need to fill in the gap. Allah Ta'ala has given us a message today. I haven't come with this. I'm not petitioning. I'm not campaigning, etc. We all are here for each other. Tell me, you brothers who come here tonight, Allahu Akbar, could you imagine the how did you reach here today? Which night are you sitting in the house of Allah? Is it not some small thing, brothers? Think, and what will we do? What have we come to do here today? Why have we come in this night, the night of Jummah, night of Laylatul Qadr, and the night of Dhul Hajj? All in one. All in one, the reward. Such fadl, karam, rahmah, mercies, blessings of Allah, we cannot imagine. How did I reach to this place today? I did not bring myself here today. I could have been ill. I could have had restrictions or obstacles or work, etc. Thousands of problems could have prevented me coming today. And they are around me today. They are around me and they affect me. But shaitan and nafsa, the biggest excuse. Shaitan says, don't go today. Nafsa says, oh, you know, I'll get late. I'm going to go home. It's going to be midnight. I've got to get up in the morning. Got to go to work. I've got a meeting. Oh, my children. What I do? That's why I put it after Isha. I purposely put it after Isha tonight because this is a great night. We need to benefit from the night. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. So I purposely switched the time to after Isha. And people said, no, people won't come. I speak about myself. That until, you know, we don't get the beats from behind and the nafs doesn't shake, we don't understand what the rule is. Otherwise, we could have done the gathering after Asr. But the night would not have started. My friends, take the rewards from Allah that He wants to give to you. Why are you running from Allah? Allah says, I've given you the great month of Dhul Hajj, great days of Dhul Hajj, reward for the year after and the year before. And dhikr of Allah in the night of Dhul Hajj. Ibadat in the night of Hajj. 1,000 months of reward we will get in this night. And on top of that, additionally, Allah Ta'ala's beloved we will become in this night. If we follow this direction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. So, let's think again about what I've just said. Now, who is going to give us the reward for this night? Who has brought us here on this night? This is the karam of Allah that Allah Ta'ala has brought us here. He has invited us here to His home. So brothers, the thawab, the reward of Laylatul Qadr will come into this night. And we have to have yaqeen on this. And there's no special unique ibadah that we have to do. Anything you can do, any ibadah, any good deed. So make a program that will do a bit of sadaqah on the days of Dhul Hajj. And in the nights we will do certain ibadahs. And there's two amal that he's mentioned here. Two amal, two deeds are very great in these days. If a person does these deeds, then alhamdulillah, he will earn a lot. He will earn a lot. He will become very wealthy if he practices these on these days and nights. So, the most important factor that Allah Ta'ala is looking towards us for us to do, and that Allah Ta'ala desires from us, and every moment Allah Ta'ala is calling out to us, every moment the angels are calling out to us, there's one action, and that is very important for us, very essential for us in these nights, in the first 10 nights of Dhul Hajj, and especially this night, because this night is the first and final night of Jummah on these first 10 days. This is by chance we've got this. It won't come again. So in the first 10 days of Dhul Hajj, this is the only night of Friday that we will get. This is the only one in these first 9 or 10 days. So if we waste this, then we have wasted everything. That's why it's good that we've come together and we've kept the gathering after Isha, because next Thursday night is the night of Eid. And Allah Ta'ala knows best what we will get next year. Will we be here in this gathering? Will we be healthy? Will we be well? So this is Allah Ta'ala's karam and mercy. Don't waste the time, my sisters and brothers, whoever you are, wherever you are in the world and you're listening. You are all with us. It's just like you are physically sitting in the gathering in which I'm sitting and I'm speaking. Wherever you are in the world, listen carefully, attentively. And wherever you are listening, consider that you are involved in the same gathering and you get the same reward. So there are two actions definitely you should do tonight. Totally don't be lazy on these two actions. Number one, The first and most important deed that we must do, about which Allah Ta'ala is desiring that we do, Allah is worried, Allah is concerned, and all of the fikr for which Allah Ta'ala has called us, invited us, and Rasulullah spoke, he gave the khatab, the speech about what we should do in these moments, in these nights, and a unique word he's used there. I can't explain it in depth, but it's such a beautiful word. The Holy Prophet ﷺ is giving the hadith, telling us that even one ummati, if he is destined to go to Jahannam, even if there's one who's burning in the hellfire, who's a sinner, and what is the amal we should do? Anybody who's listening, will you all do this amal, this dude? Say inshallah. Whoever's listening, enemy, friend, somebody who's new, first time, whatever, but promise to yourself you will practice this deed. What is that deed? Tawbah. Repentance. What is that deed? Tawbah. Repentance. This is the most important thing we have to understand. All the days and nights in the year that Allah Ta'ala gives. The whole Ramadan Allah gave for this reason. Laylatul Qadr Allah Ta'ala gave for this reason. Dhul Hajj, Allah has called all the Hajjis to Arafat for this reason. Why are there 2-3 million Muslims going to Hajj this year? Why are they going to gather on the plains of Arafat on the day of Hajj? What will they do in Tawaf? What will they do in Mina? What will they do in Muzdalifah? What will they do in Maqam Ibrahim? They will do Tawbah. They'll say, Allah forgive us. Ya Allah forgive us. Maqam Ibrahim, or the door of the Kaaba, Hajri Aswad, Ya Allah forgive us, Ya Allah forgive us. Every single station, every single physical point they go to, they will say, Allah forgive us, Ya Allah forgive us. Because they know that on every maqam, their du'as will be accepted. Why? Because we don't understand, my friends, my brothers, that in hadith it's been mentioned graphically what is Jahannam, brothers. Jahannam is a most dangerous place. It's a place we must avoid. We can read about it, but we cannot imagine in our brains what is Jahannam. Jahannam is very dangerous. The valleys of Jahannam, the heat of Jahannam, the punishments of Jahannam, everything of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala wants to save us from Jahannam. And every sin takes us to Jahannam. Every sin takes us to Jahannam. We, Allah Ta'ala has prepared so much in our lives to give us excuses to do good so we can be saved from Jahannam. But if I go into hellfire still, what will happen to me? Brothers, have courage. Pull yourselves together. What must we do tonight? We must 100% do tawbah. We must repent for our sins. We must regret. We must bow our heads and say, Allah, I'm disobedient to you. Allah, I did tawbah in Ramadan. Then I went back to my sins. Then Allah, you've given me a chance again. Allah, I come back to you in front of you again. Allah, Allah, I do honest tawbah to you. Allah, please forgive me. Allah, I promise to you solid 100% today. I will never sin after today. Allah, please forgive my sins. Say this to Allah. Raise your hands. You've got a chance. This is reality. Loot and take and steal the treasures of Allah that are present today. Allah, I've made too many mistakes. Allah, Allah, I'm sitting in Laylatul Qadr in Ramadan, I did tawbah. Then after Ramadan, I sinned again. Then shaitan said to me, I'll forget the deen, leave the deen. Allah, you've given me a chance again. Allah, I regret. I've done those sins. Allah, I just sinned before I came in the masjid, before Isha. But Allah, I'm now here in your shelter. I'm in your castle. I'm in your fort, Allah. I'm in your protection. I'm under your responsibility. Allah, I've reached to your protection, Allah. Allah, please wrap me under your protection. I am the ummati of your Habib, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, save me. Allah, tell me. Allah, I repent. Allah, forgive me. That's all you have to do today. What do you have to do? Say, Allah, forgive me. Allah, forgive me. And Allah will announce from the heavens, I have forgiven you. I have forgiven you. That's it. That's the secret of success, brothers. Don't look at your sins. Look at Allah's mercy. Allah has so much strength in His mercy. So much power in His mercy. What can Jahannam do? What can the fire of Jahannam do in front of Allah Ta'ala's mercy? So don't think anything. Don't have double-minded, triple-minded. I'm going to sin again. I'm a sinner. No. From today, new life, inshallah. I'm a newborn baby. Previous year, I had envy, pride, haram, this and that. Say, Allah, I start a new life. I do tawbah today. Every one of us, including me. All of us, let's renew our life today. Allah, I wasted my time. Allah, your fadl, you've brought me here today. Allah, I am not satisfied. I was nothing before today. Allah, I want to start a new life. Doesn't matter even if I was the most pious of people before today. Is this not the case? So with an honest heart, clear mind, do tawbah, repent. Allah, please forgive me. Just do this tonight. Every one of us should do this. That's number one. So we ask for repentance and forgiveness on Dhul Hajj. In Dhul Hajj. And this will be the most beloved of Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. All year long you'll ask for forgiveness. And that is also forgiveness. But it's not beloved. Allah says today's forgiveness will be the most beloved of Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Allah says, I've made your repentance beloved to me. Close to me. Oh angels, write it down. This person, son of this person, he has asked for forgiveness and I forgive him. Even if you didn't want to ask for forgiveness before you came today, promise that you will ask. Will you ask for forgiveness today? Say inshallah. All of us. So brothers, don't waste time. And the second deed we must do tonight is the dhikr of Allah. Dhikr of Allah. Because these two actions are intertwined. They're linked. Allah Ta'ala's dhikr and repentance are linked to it. So today in this gathering we are here especially in the nights of Dhul Hajj, in the 10 nights. Don't waste the time. Do dhikr of Allah. And the afzal dhikr, the greatest dhikr, is the dhikr that you've learned from a sheikh. That's the greatest dhikr that you must do so much of it in these 10 nights. These 10 nights, every night is the reward of Laylatul Qadr. And what do you have to do in these 10 nights? After Isha, stay awake for a little while. Do your tasbihat, do your dhikr. The routine, the people who get up, the hajjud, they do dhikr, the people who are in the night. So these 10 nights, what should we do? Be very clear and be focused, because this month, these days and nights are more important than Ramadan and very great. And the person who's about to die in his last seconds are more important to him than the whole life, because if he gets tawbah in the last few seconds while he's dying, then he's forgiven. And we should consider that we are about to die. Maybe these are our last days, our last nights. Allah Ta'ala has given us another chance. So those brothers who have bayah, have a link, a connection with a sheikh, then do the dhikr that your sheikh has taught you, that your qualified teacher has taught you. So the dhikr, the majlis you do morning and evening, you must sit. Crush your desires on these nights, because these days and nights are azeem. And these nights and days that you sit, you have a gathering, a majalis of dhikr, the thawab, you hear about it normally. But these days and nights, these dhikr gatherings would be much, much more mahbub to Allah. So don't leave any gathering where you don't attend it or you don't listen in. Every single morning and evening, connect and link in and join into the gatherings. My friends, if there's a problem, then fine. Obviously, if you're ill, there are problems. But at least in these 10 days and nights, don't be lazy. Don't be neglectful. Allah Ta'ala, please give us these 10 days and nights. We normally waste our time. We normally don't attend. But Allah, if we don't partake and take the benefit, then we will be the biggest of losers. So make a promise. Come to the majlis. Join into the majlis. And the people who have been taught the dhikr from their sheikh, the teacher, do that dhikr in abundance with the tasbih in the heart. On top of that, the brothers who don't have a sheikh, who don't have a teacher, who have not learned dhikr, who have not benefited from dhikr from a teacher, then in these days and nights, I'll give you a general prescription. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. These kalimats are great in virtue, fazilat, so include this in your dhikr as well. Okay, even if you do it 100 times in the morning and the evening, one tasbih each, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Person who says Alhamdulillah 100 times, then 100 Arab slaves to free them, he will get the reward. And there's a great commentary in this, that what is the reward of freeing a slave, and why is the word Arab slave here? But if I start speaking, we could be here for a long time. But just understand, we have to practice something, and in the Akhirah you'll understand the bundles of thawab and reward you'll get, and the beloved reward. So what do you have to say? Alhamdulillah 100 times. If you say more, Alhamdulillah. On top of that, if you do dhikr that I've explained to you, do that as well. But if you can't, just say that 100 times, Alhamdulillah. And on top of that, walking, talking during the day, 100 times, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. What is the reward? 100 horses that you supply with the goods fully laden at the time of struggle, you will get the reward of supplying. Subhanallah. 100 times, Allahu Akbar. What is the reward for this? Today we are desperately in need of this reward. 100 camels sacrificed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one does that in the world. A person wouldn't even do a camel nowadays. 100 camels. And the Holy Prophet, our beloved Prophet, showed that there are 100 camels. And I'll prove what is the reward for this. Because he showed and demonstrated. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. 100 camels sacrificed, and we look for a sheep. I don't have money. Shall I do a sheep? Where's it cheap? Where in the world shall I send my money to sacrifice it? Allah said, read it, Allahu Akbar, 100 times. I'll give you 100 camels sacrifice reward, and every camel will be beloved to me, Allah Ta'ala says. So will we do this? Yes. And one is left, La ilaha illallah. Allah Ta'ala says, leave the reward to me. I won't define to you now what is the thawab. I will give that to you from my own side. There are two hadith I will explain. Three hadith. Number one. First, I'll explain what the Sufis, the pious predecessors, the people who rectify the hearts, what they've said. That all of the science of tasawwuf, the subject of tasawwuf, rectifying your heart, traveling on a journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is our destination? Allah Ta'ala's nearness. Allah Ta'ala's ma'rifah. That's the journey. Not Allah, Allah Ta'ala's ma'rifah. Ma'rifat ilahi. Because we are still in the world. So Allah Ta'ala says, I want you to attain my ma'rifah in this world. We're not even dying yet. We're not in the hereafter. Allah says, in this world you need to attain it. In the journey, for the journey you need transportation. You need transportation. Allah says, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Allah says, suluk is based on this kalama. This is a very strong and robust car. It is a vehicle. Because when you're on a journey, you need a vehicle. And La ilaha illallah is the vehicle that will take you to Allah Ta'ala's marifat. When you do lataif and prescriptions, and you do your lessons and the dhikr you've been given, don't just stop where you are. Lesson number one, lesson number two, lesson number three. Make struggle, make effort. There are other asbaq and lessons that your sheikh, your teacher wants to teach you. But don't be a person who just wants to stick to his guns and stay where he is. You should want to be promoted and elevated and increase in your ranks. So after the seventh lesson, then you come back towards the dhikr, and then you have the enjoyment of La ilaha illallah. So, my brothers, the thawab, the reward, I won't go in tafsir and commentary, and the second reward is that when a person reads La ilaha illallah, this kalima, then it's written about this, stated and mentioned about this. Allahu Akbar, in the hadith of Tabarani, the hadith comes to my mind, let's discuss that first. In Tabarani, there's hadith that a person who recites La ilaha illallah and does the dhikr of La ilaha illallah and says it 100 times, for example, like I've prescribed to you, then in the hadith, the words are that in the grave, he will rise like the shining moon from the grave on the day of judgment. This is La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. And the hadith comes further. The person who recites La ilaha illallah, this is such a kalima dhikr that when a person recites La ilaha illallah, then all the doors in each of the heavens are open for him. When those doors are open for him and he recites La ilaha illallah, that La ilaha illallah kalima goes up, up, up through the doors, through the heavens and reaches to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. Another hadith, La ilaha illallah. When a person recites La ilaha illallah 100 times, the heavens and the earth is filled, the gap between the heavens and earth, with the thawab reward. And this we will recite. When? Which kalima? Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Recite them separately, and when you join them, then a beautiful kalima comes. You know this kalima that we recite? Look, every kalima has a different method, and when you recite them together, then you get a different reward. When you recite them together, then it's a beautiful reward over and above what I've said. So this is the thing, my brothers, this amal, this deed we have to do, dhikr of Allah. So number one, tawbah, number two, dhikr of Allah. And another thing before I finish and we go towards dhikr. In these days, a very great deed, let's understand this and recognize this. It's a mustahab amal, it's not fard, it's not compulsory or wajib, it's mustahab, preferable that when you give qurbani, sacrifice in these days, then your hairs and nails you shouldn't cut before the day of Eid. There's no punishment if you don't, this is sunnah and is beneficial for us. What's the reason for this? You don't cut your hair or you don't trim your nails or cut your nails. The elders, the pious predecessors have written commentary on this. One reason for this is that the hajis who are in Makkah, they do this. They don't cut their hair nails, so you're imitating them. And when we do this, even sitting here in these lands, then we also will be attached. Allah Ta'ala says, you have imitated the hajis, so your action will be attached to the action of the hajis. So when you imitate those people who in the whole world today, whoever's in the world, Allah Ta'ala says, the most beloved to me and most attention of mine at this moment is going to the hajis. A person who sits 17 hours in a bus or 18 hours in a bus, he's working, somebody's working, sweating, somebody's bus is stuck in the traffic, it's been 14 hours, or somebody's unconscious in the airport, he's traveling there, people are struggling, striving. Allah says, all my rahmah and my mercy is focused towards the hajis. What great attention of Allah. People are doing tawaf around Kaaba. Today's the night of Jummah. The hajis are in Makkah. Someone's drinking zamzam. Someone's doing Safa Marwa between doing sa'i. And there's noor there and light. There's someone sitting in the corner of the masjid doing dhikr of Allah in the front of the Kaaba. And someone's attained the marifat of Allah. Beautiful. We're sitting in the masjid in another country. But Allah says, my total tawajjuh and focus and attention and rahmah is on the hajis. Allah says, I love them so much at this time. And if we imitate the hajis, Allah has been merciful to us that these faqirs are sitting somewhere else. Allah says, okay, then I will take you to that reward as well. So Allah says that you imitate the hajis. Allah says, imitate the hajis as much as you can. What should you do? Imitate the hajis. So just like their hairs grow, and they can't cut their hair, and you don't cut your hair, and you can eat and drink, but you don't trim your nails. Allah says, at least if you do this, will you do this, brothers? Say, inshallah, don't cut your hair, don't cut your nails, and who are you imitating? The hajis, who are going to do the hajj and qurbani in Makkah. So this is one mustahab action. If we do this, you will earn a very great reward. Here, another beautiful point that is within this action, And this is a unique point that I will share with you, that you have heard these points from the ulama kiram, the scholars that have said about imitating the hajjis. But another point that you will enjoy it is that one is about imitating the hajjis and the people who are doing qurbani, that you don't cut your hair and your nails, because you will inshallah imitate them and you'll get the reward. The person who cuts the hair or the nails who's on hajj, then he's being told not to, it's not allowed, it's not lawful. What's the reason? Here's another point. It is stated that when a person who is going to do the sacrifice, Allah has given him rank and sacrifice, Allah has given him heights in his reward. The people who run after qurbani, who sacrifice the animal, Allah Ta'ala wants to reward them because they are giving for the sake of Allah. And here's another reward Allah gives. Listen to this about the reward. That a person, when he sacrifices his animal, and after sacrificing the animal, Allah Ta'ala says that the hairs, every hair of that animal, Allah Ta'ala forgives the number of sins equal to a certain number and forgives that from that person. Second point here is that on every hair of that animal, Allah Ta'ala forgives the sins. Allah is so merciful that Allah Ta'ala says that hair and nails, we have been stopped to cut them. Because if we cut the nail and the hairs and we cut them, then what will happen is that body, that part of the body that has the nail and the hair, it will be devoid of the reward. It will be devoid of the reward. And Allah Ta'ala says, I totally want to give you the maximum reward, that even one hair's width that is weighed and is measured, Allah says, what will be the value? Such a great reward Allah Ta'ala has given to those people who sacrifice the animal, that every part of your body should stick to you. When I forgive you, I also want to weigh everything on your body at that same time in comparison and on top of that reward that you will get. So this action, you should try that, imitate the hajjis, get the same reward that they are getting. And another point that I would like to present and discuss that we should do, that think for a moment that the hajjis, how much they are beloved to Allah at this moment in time. They're so beloved, aren't they? Obviously it's apparent and it's there. Allah Ta'ala loves them, Allah Ta'ala likes them, and Allah says, imitate them, copy them, they are my beloved. So a person who, that person who is the mahbub of Allah, the hajji, Allah says, if you copy them and you will get the reward the same as them. And the person who is the most beloved of Allah, the personality, and if we follow his sunnah, how much reward will we get? Tell me. How much reward? The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you imitate him, then what will be the reward from which we run? From which we run. Such a big message we've been given, that if you imitate a hajji to now, in the month of hajj, you will get so much reward. And the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we imitate him, then tell me, if we keep our face like him, our appearance like him, live our life like him, then will we not get the greatest reward from Allah? Tell me how beloved of Allah you will become then. So minimum, at least think today in your mind, don't waste Dhul Hajj. Don't waste Dhul Hajj. These 10 days and nights of Dhul Hajj, spend the time, pass the time according to the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the point. You will become the beloved of Allah. Because naql, and who are you imitating? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make niyyah, make intention today. What? How did he dress? What was his attire? How did he pray? What did he pray? How much did he pray? I'm not talking about fard and wajib, mustahab. I'm talking about imitation. Spend these 10 days and nights with total imitation. Morning, evening, night, day, afternoon, you imitate the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What you've heard, totally you put it into practice. Same dress, same way, same face, same appearance, same akhlaq, same manners, same prayer, coming to the masjid, going from the masjid. In other words, our life in these 10 days and nights, first we imitate the hajjis, but let's go beyond that. Let's go into beyond that, elevate beyond that, and we imitate the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what do we have to do? As I said, tonight, in this night, we have to do two actions that are waiting for us. One is dhikr of Allah that we normally do anyway, and number two is tawbah, repentance. So how do we start this night? With tawbah, with repentance, and the kalamats I will recite, and you, whoever has the niyyah for tawbah, I'm not forcing here, whoever has the niyyah for tawbah, then recite the kalamats, and inshallah his tawbah will be accepted. And number two, he will enter into the chain of the Naqshbandi teachers. He will be linked to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and he will get the dhikr of Allah in his heart as well. And alhamdulillah, after this tawbah, he will get the repentance and forgiveness as well. He will stand up with forgiveness. So those brothers, wherever you are in the world, listening online, through the speakers, whatever, if you want to do tawbah, repentance, you are free, recite these kalamats after me. You will pledge allegiance into the Naqshbandi silsila, have your knee and your heart for tawbah, and you will attain all the rahmah and mercies of this night. So do your intention in the night. Allah, I want to repent, I want to forgive for my sins. We will collectively do tawbah. If you don't want to do tawbah, then you can stay silent. I'm not forcing you. But with this tawbah, forgiveness, you'll get all the boards of this night, and you will get the best silsila, the Naqshbandi chain of teachers, and those people already have got this desire, you will get that. On top of that, you will get dhikr of Allah, men or women, and inshallah you will come into Naqshbandi silsila. Do you want to do tawbah? Do you want to repent and learn dhikr? Then after that we will do the dhikr of Allah. So recite the kalamas, recite the Durood Sharif. Alhamdulillah. So brothers who have done tawbah now, mashallah, and you have come into the Naqshbandi chain of teachers, and I will now explain to you dhikr. It's very simple method of how to do dhikr. The people who have come into this silsila, men or women, whoever are listening, listen clearly. What dhikr are you going to do? That morning and evening, you pay attention to your heart. Within the heart, you pay focus. You focus on your heart attention, and in silence you remember Allah, 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 with the beats of the heart, morning and evening. Focus on the heart, pay attention to the heart. You don't move your tongue, you don't recite, not audible, just focus on the heart. Do maraqba, do the dhikr of Allah in the heart every morning, 15, 20 minutes, evening 20 minutes, and after every salah, you should do it for a few minutes during the day. Keep your heart alive. This is the greatest way of doing the dhikr of Allah. Silently in the heart. You don't need tasbih, you don't need the beads. It's not essential to have wudu. There's no condition of you have to be in the masjid or in a certain place. Wherever you are in the world and you do this dhikr, it will be accepted. So this is dhikr. Keep this regular, consistent in your life, you will get the benefit. Now we come towards the dhikr of Allah, inshallah. So mashallah, you've done tawbah, you've repented. May Allah Ta'ala accept all of our tawbah, and may Allah Ta'ala accept this gathering and assembly and whatever we've discussed and shared. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice on this. Ameen. Recite the Durood Sharif.